With fewer activities available and pressures mounting months into the COVID-19 pandemic, Berkshire Horseworks is offering horse therapy sessions for families and individuals who are stressed. I'm Jackie Orchard for WAMC News, and I brought my sister, an essential worker, to the day-long program to see what it's all about.
My gosh, they're beautiful.
And there's some fresh deposits to nature you can smell, so just be careful you don't step in
them. Oh, okay.
Fresh deposits to nature, I love it.
That's the best way I can put it.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Walking through the Richmond, Massachusetts facility, the word sanctuary comes to mind. Lounging in the shade of oak trees to your left and right, donkeys and horses flick their tails and munch on hay in their paddocks. But as my big sister, Samantha Orchard, and I would find out, the program is much more structured than walking around and petting animals.
I feel like I needed something like this today. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to do this.
It starts at the whiteboard.
It's our emotional safety board. So whatever those words mean to you, so that we hold a safe space for people.
Oh, that's cute.
That's really nice.
So from 3-year-olds to whatever.
Yeah.
Sam and I both write, "No judgments." Next, Haley Sumner, founder and executive director of Berkshire Horseworks, brings us to a table and tells us to pick a card.
You two take a look at these photos, and if you can pick a card that most represents your relationship as sisters, each one of you pick a card.
Some have horses in herds, some fighting, some running, some just standing alone. Sam and I go for the same card. Two brown horses facing each other.
You know, I was looking at that.
Because at first I was like, it looks like they're joking.
It looks like playful.
Yeah, and we like play a lot. But
so
I like this one.
You guys each pick one. You
oh,
pick
yeah,
one.
We don't make it together. Okay, I pick this one.
All right, I'm
going to
take this one.
We're like trying to come to a consensus. And it's like, no, we can pick
and
our
so
own.
That's, oh, so that's giving us information. The way you just did that whole thing.
Oh, really?
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
We then move outside for the equine-assisted psychotherapy session, a series of tasks designed to inspire internal reflection. Sumner says the program will give us some tools to cope, heal, communicate, and empathize in a stressful world. Sam is working from home during the pandemic, doing customer service for a bank.
I'm literally at my desk from 8:30 in the morning till 5 at night, literally looking at nothing but monitors, not one, not two, but three, and just nonstop, you know, dealing with customers.
She says she needed a way to clear her head and get out of the house.
These are beautiful horses.
I have never seen eyes like that on a horse.
Oh my gosh.
There is a task about observation versus perception, then one about how we approach the animals, then one involving hula hoops and pool noodles that you'll just have to experience for yourself. After each task, Sumner asks us questions about what we learned, where we went wrong, and how we communicated with each other.
I feel like you've known me for 29 years, my whole life, and we've never actually been in a situation where we were asked to problem solve together.
Yes, yes, yes. Like, you tried something, it didn't work. I'm like, okay, what if we did this? You know, we balanced off of each other nicely. It gave me a different insight on you.
Finally, the main event, a trail ride. And Sam's first time ever on a horse.
Yeah. You don't want to pull back once you tell him to walk on.
Right.
Tell him to stop.
So when you want him to stop, this is...
Yeah.
Sammy, how you like it?
I love it.
So this is your first time?
Yeah. Let him fly through the field. Like, let's go.
Trotting for the first time, Sam looks like a natural. And she looks more innocent than I've ever seen her.
I needed a break from my atmosphere, from my reality. I needed a day out in nature with no cell phones, no, you know, people calling me or demanding every second of my time. Like, it was nice to just have that one-on-one time with you and the horses and just, like, just not worrying about anything.
Sumner says this is part of the appeal of Berkshire Horseworks and what they hope to provide, a place where families and essential personnel can find peace. Wendy Cook, lovingly known as the Donkey Whisperer here, says the program is designed to help participants come to realizations on their own through each activity.
If they have a question, they're directed to go back to the directions they were given. So it's so that it's not that they don't get help, but it's to get them thinking about problem solving and trying to attempt to work through whatever they need to work through.
Sam says after riding her large white horse, Spirit, she now feels less stuck.
I felt empowered. Like, I feel like I haven't done something to push me out of my comfort zone in so long that I forgot how good it felt. So for me, it was a very empowering experience, and it made me realize, like, I'm still that strong individual, like, to not get so complacent in my life.
Cook says no matter what, being here will make you feel less alone.
It's togetherness, whether it be you with your family, your coworkers, or just with the animals.
Berkshire Horseworks' professional team is comprised of Massachusetts-licensed social workers, psychologists, psychiatrists, and equine specialists who work with referring clinicians to provide treatment. They personalize each program and cater to people with post-traumatic stress, sexual trauma, workplace and everyday challenges, and also work with families who just want to get to know each other better. I thought my sister and I knew each other pretty well already, but I never saw her as someone who wanted to be in the great outdoors. Turns out, she needed it. As 2020 drags on, we probably all do.
Oh, you're huge. Whoa, you're a big horse.
Reporting from Richmond, Massachusetts, I'm Jackie Orchard for WAMC News.
Now I'm like, this is my horse. I'm very protective of him now. Like, I gave him a peppermint and everything. Like,
the peppermint bond will not be broken.
The peppermint bond will not be broken. It will not.